Sorry. Oh my God. Sorry. Right at the beginning, Paul Bo sends me a message of commentary where he makes a really funny joke. Anyway, we are here, Not Cool in High School, horror edition. What are you wincing for?
Wow.
We'll turn it down.
Which one am I? This one?
Look at your color and turn it down. Yeah.
They're both blue.
Turn it down. I'm at the same level.
I'm on mute. You.
Jesus Christmas. We barely talk. When we do, we want to choke
each other.
Anyway. Welcome to Not Cool in High School podcast, horror edition, our second installment of this.
Yeah, we're a little behind, I think.
Yeah, because we were going to do this like secondary. You're blocking, Carrie.
Oh, my bad, Carrie. Don't kill me.
Yeah, we talked last week. What we're going to do is we're going to make this the bi-weekly show. So what I mean bi-weekly, Not Cool in High School is already bi-weekly. But we're going to do 1 week where we do a movie or a pop culture topic. Then the following episode will be horror.
Yeah.
We don't technically have our horror one locked in. Maybe we'll talk more about it towards the end of the show. If you're here watching live and you have any suggestions of movies that you want to do or you want us to talk about, let us know. We're also talking about maybe doing something more maybe modern or maybe independent wise. Like we want to dive into independent Shutter. Horror. We want to dive into Shudder. We definitely want to lean into Shudder. And also
that's what we were talking about. I was trying to think of one, but I haven't had time to.
Yeah, you're working a lot. Working a lot. You're working hard for the money to be my sugar mama. Anyway, we are both rocking our Carrie Fright Rags t-shirts. Huge fans of those. Just got my new Fright Rag shirt in, which is probably the coolest t-shirt idea of ever all time.
It is very cool.
It is the They Live shirt.
I never finished the movie, actually.
I know. You fell asleep. You just got back. Maybe I'll – well, there's an episode, so you have to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a They Live t-shirt, and it's – if you take it with, it's like just the alien or whatever they're supposed to be. I say the aliens, but they could be like demons or whatever. And he's saying, we have one who can see us because he has the glasses on. And when you take a photo of it, there's a gray box that goes around the whole thing. And when it's taken with a photo with flash photography, the flash photography unveils the background to have as if you all the hidden messages. So when he's walking around the town and all the billboards are like shampoo commercials and cigarette commercials and all these different things, when you put your glasses on, they all say obey. They all say like sheep, listen. Like it's all like subliminal messaging, but you can only see it when you have the glasses on.
Mm.
So it's almost like tricking you. But so that shows up on the shirt with flash photography, which is a really cool idea.
It's real cool.
Yeah. Don't know how that's going to machine wash, so be careful.
It's so probably going to wash like
it's a thicker all print.
Is it?
Yeah, it fits weird, but I like it. Like it's still comfortable.
Well, you check the tag and you wash it.
Yeah. Anyway, so we are going to cover Carrie 1976 edition.
Yeah.
Which I'm probably going to make some people mad with
you. You rewatched this morning.
Yeah.
I rewatched it a few weeks ago, but then I stopped like halfway. I didn't finish it because I was doing some other stuff.
Yeah. This is.
But I did read the book too a couple months ago.
Okay.
But also my brain is foggy and I can't remember a lot.
You read a lot of books too.
Yeah.
You consume a lot. You're like me. I consume a lot of like pro wrestling and everything. And I'm trying to like with all five podcasts or four podcasts be on my game for all of them. And sometimes things slip out.
I also feel like since I'm not doing like a brainy job anymore, my brain is kind of just mushy and I don't remember a lot.
Yeah.
I'm just like short-term memory and I don't remember anything.
If you are listening live, join us in the chat. Tell us you're here. Say hi.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this back later, leave a comment, leave a review. Jesus Christmas. When I drink soda, I get really phlegmy.
Yeah, me too. And iced tea.
As I drink more water. Soda to flash the phlegm down. Anyway, a review goes a long way. We are trying to grow on that platform. Word of mouth helps us out a lot. So let people know we exist. Tell people what you think.
Share, subscribe, comment, review, everything.
Yeah, head over to our social media. Our link tree is below. We do have a Patreon. If you want to support the Patreon, that helps out a lot. Pays a lot of bills so we can keep this podcast moving. We do have merchandise. We do have an idea for new logos, but our artists, we got to pay for it. So we got to get that, square.
We're working on it.
But we do have a really cool idea for the horror one that I think a lot of people are going to like. I can't wait to see it. I want to wait till it's done. Not cool. The main Not Cool in High School. I'm still up in the air what we're going to do with that one.
Yeah.
Like we want to do a spoof logo, but we also want to make something of our own with the show name. But I'm still like torn on how to do it yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. We'll think of something.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. If you guys have suggestions, let us know. But yeah, we are trying to do that. Like merchandise is still there. Trying to think what else we got to show the business side of things. That's pretty much it. And like, if you are can help us out, the big thing right now is go over to YouTube, Not Cool in High School Podcast, and hit subscribe. We're about like 67 subscribers. If we hit 100, we can do a custom URL. So we can, you go to YouTube and you type in youtube.com/ Not Cool in High School Podcast, it'll pop up. Right now, we can't do that because we don't have enough subscribers. We are trying to hit 1K by the end of the year. It's not looking good. Not looking like we're going to hit that goal. But anything can change anytime these episodes can catch on or people can help out and support. If you don't use YouTube and you're more of a Twitch person, you can head over to us on Twitch at IWEP Network and join us on Twitch.
Somebody was watching from Twitch last time, right?
Yeah. Twitch sometimes gets a few people, but we're not too awesome big on Twitch. I think Twitch is more or less people who play games, but podcasters do sneak in there, but it's not as niche yet.
He paying Twitches, doesn't he?
He plays video games. Yeah. All right. Well, if to kind of give you a little hint, in 2 weeks, we'll be talking about, I said I don't want to just do movie reviews, but it's kind of leaning that way because it's a little easier for us to do topics and have our research done if it's more of a movie review.
We weren't going to review you. We were going to have the whole topic.
Yeah, but we're going to lean a little heavier into the movie reviews going forward until we can find ourselves and come up with some ideas. But next week, in 2 weeks, our next episode, 120, correct? Mm-hmm. This is 119. Yeah. 120 will be A League of Their Own. So we're gonna review the movie, but maybe give you some insight of behind the scenes of the movie, as well as
the actual
what happened with the actual story.
I also am going to try really hard to watch, because there's a show now on Prime.
About that league?
Yes. Abby from Broad City is like the creator or co-creator or something. But I don't know.
Same team, same coach, everything? Or just another team in that league?
I'm not sure yet. I didn't really get into it much. I just know that it's happening. I think it's the main, maybe that team. But there's some other stuff. So I don't know if it's all like real stuff or if there's other like.
We'll talk more about
more comedy. So like, I don't know how this is going to go.
We'll talk more about
try and watch it.
Female empowerment towards the end of the podcast. So we're going to talk about that. So at the very end, we do a little like current events and news and things we're into and recommendations and stuff. So we'll get that towards the end. But let's get into Carrie 1976. I keep saying that because obviously there's a
new one. Yeah.
A bunch of different
versions.
Oh,
we have that. It's upstairs.
Of Carrie.
I was watching the
original, the new one.
Both. We have double.
Oh, yeah, with a double box. So this is rated on IMDb as a 7.4 out of 10, 1,850 reviews. But Carrie White, a shy, friendless teenager girl who is sheltered by her domineering religious mother, unleashes her kinetic powers after being. Telekinetic powers after being humiliated by her classmates at her senior prom.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm not one to say I want bad things to happen to people, but she's murdering everybody, I was like, good for you.
Yes.
I have no sympathy for any of them.
You know what? Like,
maybe the teacher. Everybody else.
Yeah, she probably didn't really deserve all that. But it was just, damn.
Yeah.
Like watching it and then reading it in the book, like I was like, how traumatizing. Like, all right, I'm going to go on.
So let's get this real quick. So sex and nudity, moderate.
Oh, yeah.
Violence and gore, severe. I wouldn't say severe, but
for its time. Blood.
Profanity, moderate. Drugs, alcohol, and smoking, mild. Mm-hmm. Frightening, intense scenes, severe. That's it. That's extreme. Anyway, if you are triggered by bullying and stuff like that, not your movie. That's another thing I want to do too. If we watch like movies, I want to kind of, I'm not saying that the trigger warnings have to be something, but I think when it comes especially to horror movies, there are some things that if people are like, I'm gonna watch this movie based on your recommendations, there are some things in horror movies that are upsetting to people,
right?
And it's good to,
and this might be a,
and if you haven't, if you've never watched the original Carrie or know anything about Carrie and this is your first time, that's crazy, but welcome.
Yeah, but it's also like an old, like, I mean, I guess because they did remake it, so I feel like most people have probably seen it, but anyway. But yeah, so, okay. As a boy, teen boy, right?
Let's dive into this.
Your most embarrassing thing is what?
As in what?
A teenage boy coming into your...
It's not so much embarrassment. It's just, for us, it's either accepting or being fit in or not just getting beat up.
That's not
We have...
What happens to you when you're changing?
Oh, you mean you get random boners?
Yes. So you get that, but you can usually hide it and tuck it and do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Girls get their periods.
Sure.
And it's not that easy to hide sometimes when you don't know it's coming.
Absolutely.
It just shows up and bleeds through all of your clothes. And gross. Then you have nothing. You can't hide it.
Yeah,
you
that's, can't. Listen, it's apples and oranges. And, that is a terrible thing.
And this is like, it's such a crazy thing that even that people would be bullied for that, especially from other girls. I think that's like the worst part of this is that literally it wasn't even guys, like boys who are dumb and don't know because no one teaches them that this is a thing that happens.
I'm 35. I don't know. Where all the pipes go. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Yeah. It's not the same.
I just know people. I put my thing in there and it all works out, you know?
Anyway, but as a girl, like other girls, like tormenting her the way that they did is so traumatizing. And the fact that her mother never told her is also like a huge thing. And the fact that she somehow managed to never hear about it, never know about it. And she went this long without getting it. Cause she, I think she was, I mean, what, 16, 17?
I can't remember. 17.
So like, obviously, I guess it's different for everybody. Some people don't get it that early and some people don't get that late. Some people get it at 9 years old. Like,
yeah.
And she that's not really talked about
in the movie. That's more or less, you know, from the book, right?
What?
That her mother never taught her.
No, she didn't know in the movie. She had no idea what was happening to her.
I know, but they dive more into why it was so like why it was so traumatizing to her, because they might like just glance over like, yeah, I didn't know what that was. But like in the book, they go into more detail.
I guess. I mean, I thought they said in the movie, too, like she comes home and she's like, why didn't you tell me? And her mom just basically told her she's like the devil because she's bleeding.
But, yeah.
Which is insane to me, too.
So essentially, like, she's washing herself very, very provocatively.
Yeah, the scene's very weird.
It's awkward to watch. It's
super awkward to watch.
Because she's like groping herself. It's weird. It's not like she's not like washing to be clean. It looks like she's weird. Yeah,
I think
it's an uncomfortable scene.
I'm wondering now, thinking back, if they did it that way on purpose to basically be like, oh, she's starting to like feel
just creepy.
Those things. You know what I'm saying?
All I'm gonna say, if I was in a locker room and I looked over
the girls like, and the one girl
who
herself.
The one girl who is not our guy is who purposely waits to shower. Because I wouldn't shower after gym.
We didn't shower at all. The girls' locker room was never used. There was green goop coming out of the shower heads. Like, we never used them.
Yeah. I think because it was so traumatizing that people in this generation took showers at school and got like it was like a prime spot to get bullied and harassed, that it just kind of like culturally disappeared.
Yeah.
You know, even like football, like I lived a half a block away from my gym and I was a kicker, so I didn't sweat at all anyway. Yeah. So I wouldn't use the facilities, but I really hope, I just didn't even check. I hope the audio sounds good. Good. We're good. Okay. Yeah, so I love how the StreamYard connection is already taking a shit. No one's on the internet. I don't know. Anyway, they look over and they see her and she's like showering like that. And then all of a sudden.
But they don't even show that they realize that she's doing it, I feel like.
I'm sure someone had a glance over and see it. You know, I mean, maybe it's in the thing too where she just so socially awkward and so socially different from everyone. Anyway. So maybe they just like chalk it up.
But
like,
also, you're Caribbean weird. Seeing it as like, oh, someone's just like watching, not slow motion camera zoomed in on it with the music or whatever. Like, that also adds to it. You know what I mean?
And then she does get her period.
Also, she got her period.
Like, and immediately runs and just starts touching everybody.
Well, she didn't run.
She did.
Well, she ran to.
And she ran and grabbed the one girl and got blood all over.
She thought she was dying.
Yeah, she's like someone. They're like, she's like screaming, "Please help me!"
And they just started laughing and screaming at her and throwing pads and tampons at her, which is just one. They're fucking expensive. Why are you wasting them? But it's like, that's so mean. As a teen girl, like I would never. I would be like, "Oh my god, are you? What is wrong?" Like. Why don't you know this? Like, what do you need?
Now,
like,
now in the book, does the book start there, like the movie, or do you learn more about Carrie as like a kid and stuff?
I can't remember exactly how it starts. They do go back a little bit, because it's a lot of like present to that time, and then also like current interviews with the girl that survived.
Okay.
And then
I know I did like during my research, I was doing a timeline of Carrie and like trying to find things out about her.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Firestarter is technically not Carrie, but it's someone who has in the Stephen King universe has maybe similar abilities.
Well, she can start fire.
Yeah, but there are.
But that's all she can.
I think there are other things where they were talking about that there was more history to Carrie, like where she's made like hail. There's only
yeah.
In her house.
So that's
like,
in the book. So in the book, the girl who asked her boyfriend to take her to the prom, she was the neighbor. I think in the book, she was neighbors with them. And she said she remembered, like, I think as a kid, unless this was a different person, maybe it's a different person that was the neighbor. I can't remember. Somebody was the neighbor and they talked about her as a kid. Like she was like a little child and she snuck out of her house and came over to see her in her yard. She was like
sunbathing.
It was a different girl. It wasn't the same girl because it was an older teen girl.
Yeah.
And she was sunbathing and she was so like thrown off because she's never seen like.
Someone be that exposed.
Right. And then, like, I guess the mom came out and started freaking out and screaming. And then I guess she got her in the house and, like, all the stuff. And then
the windows started smashing.
Yeah, everything just started going crazy. And I guess that was the beginning of her getting her powers and not realizing
it. Yeah. So, yeah, there's more of a deep dive of Carrie that you don't get in this movie.
Yeah. And in the book, in the movie, she doesn't really, does she go, like, try to like control it. I can't remember.
She's able to open and close doors. She kind of alludes in the movie a couple times that she knows how to do things with it, but she's not as in depth.
So like in the book, she's definitely, she's going to the library, she's getting books, she's practicing it. Like she knows what she can do. She's practicing how to do it. And she's doing stuff like to learn how to get better at it and control it. So, like, I thought that was cool, too, that in the book, they definitely go into all that stuff.
And it's Stephen King's first book.
First
book to be adapted into a movie.
And I think he sold it for, like, $2,500 or something.
Yeah,
like
it's crazy
like,
low.
It was low.
He didn't make a cameo in this, either. He usually, like, that was something later on where he always tried to make a cameo
in
his movie.
Don't think he did. But what were we saying? Oh, yeah, she bleeds. I know I've heard of girls who do bleed a lot like that, but I was like, holy shit. Like, I've never bled like that in a shower. I was like, that's crazy to me. And I feel like if that did happen to me, I would have been, something is wrong. I would have freaked out too. And I'd be like, something is definitely wrong here. What is happening? And I was kind of annoyed. Like, the teacher was like, she was trying to help her at first, but she also was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, she didn't understand either that she didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, she had no idea what a period was.
They just sent her home. Like,
yeah. And she wasn't very forthcoming of talking to people either. Like she didn't want to go home and tell people that her mom locks her in a closet and she has these weird abilities that she's being told she's the devil.
I mean, she was constantly made fun of anyway, just because she's
She's not gonna openly. And this is where like even just experience my own personal experiences in school and hearing other people's experiences, like it's already bad enough for a kid going through the like school system where bullying happens and they get picked on. But dude, I've seen it when it comes to sports coaches. I've seen it when it comes to gym teachers teachers and teachers' aides and adults in general.
Mm-hmm.
They pile on.
Well,
and
that's
it's fucking sucks.
Like, really, like you're in kindergarten, you're not bullying anybody until you see it happening somewhere else.
Yeah.
You don't know how
Some of the biggest bullies I've experienced in school were teachers that thought they were still cool because like high school kids idolized them. And they would join in on the high school kids and pick on the kids who were different or weird or weren't into the same things.
Yeah. And like in this, I feel like they don't really show a lot of the teachers, but they go to the principal's office, right? And like he keeps calling her the wrong name.
Yeah. He keeps calling her
something else. Like he just keeps doing
and
it.
And she gets pissed and she smashes his ashtray.
Yeah. That was in the book too.
Yeah.
Something else about the book. The
literature teacher makes fun of her when he was actually making fun of the kid's poem. And then she's like, I think it's beautiful. Then he like made it a point to make Carrie feel like an asshole. And everyone laughed at her.
I mean, like, that's just.
And the kid kind of, lady, the kid, you're breaking the fourth wall, lady. You're pulling back the curtain over there.
Ghost.
And he made it a point to like almost make fun of the teacher. Like, you're an ass. And he's like, what did you say? And he goes, he just like covered it up.
Yeah. Shoot. There was something else I was going to say about how the book. Oh, the book goes more into also the mom. Like, so she got this guy and then I think her family was super religious and stuff like that. And then she got with this guy and then ended up getting like sleeping with him and getting pregnant. And then that's like a whole thing. And now, so like she did that, I think before they got married, I can't remember. And then they got married or whatever and were together and then he died. But like, I was like,
That one thing she says is she's like, I should have killed him when he let him, when I let him put it in.
Yeah, like it was so weird that she was so like, because then it was a sin because she got pregnant and then she blamed Carrie for that. And
she had the devil baby.
All this weird stuff.
So,
but she also knew about her powers. I think in the book, she knew that she had something going on.
Well, I think the mother, like Carrie's mom, I think they said over my research, like her mom kind of had the abilities. And then she had them a little bit and then like mentally force herself to like bury them and not have it.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Because it was like in her her family's lineage of these abilities.
Yeah, you know what? I think they do talk about that in the book. But yeah. I can't remember. It was someone else that had, I think. But they just, I can't remember.
Yeah. And this movie and book also, both were really hot button topics because in the time when these were created, it wasn't very common as it is today. Like Columbine didn't happen. School shootings and kids dying in schools weren't everyday news. You know what I mean? And this is the first time where it was almost like a Hollywood spotlight on the reality of high school bullying. Yeah. and a revenge of essentially killing teenagers. Yeah.
You know what? I think it, I just saw this now too, that it's, I going to the time period, I think it's pretty like, awesome, but it's pretty awesome that like they showed her having her period, like getting her period. They talked about it. Like that's not something anybody talks about in movies. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's not like a thing, and especially back then, I guess, like in the '70s, like that's not something they're gonna put on TV or like it's like kind of a big deal, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not something that was commonplace back then. I think this was the first movie to really explore that.
To talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah, don't boys let's not
the boys get upset when we talk about our blood.
Yeah. But like I said, this is Stephen King's big first Hollywood break. Before we get into facts and stuff, anything else about the movie, like scene-wise, that stands out for you or anything that's like big for you?
I mean, John Travolta's in it. I forgot to look into that.
It is his first.
Is it?
It is his first Hollywood movie.
The first movie, that's right, because he did the show before.
Yes. And then this movie led to Saturday Night Fever.
Mm-hmm.
Which happened maybe within the same year or maybe a year after.
Yeah.
Speaking of Travolta, his character in this movie has got a little dick. all right. So sorry, kids, if you're listening, or if you have kids in the car, might want to mute this. He's getting oral sex performed on him.
But you don't really know that's what's happening. Oh, because you can't
when someone goes down and undoes a zipper and puts her head down there. Obviously, yes, she can be using just her hand, but unless she's just really staring at it. Anyway, but she
might be. They both seem real weird.
Her head's way down there.
Their whole relationship is weird.
And the entire time she's performing this and her head's bobbing and everything, she's having full conversations with him. And then, like, tells her how much she hates Carrie.
So weird.
I'd be like, honey, can we table this? You know what I mean? And they're stop talking. So you're weird. Ruining my confidence here.
Like their relationship is not good either. It's like abusive and aggressive and not good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot about that too until I read the book. And then I was like, oh, he plays like a not nice guy.
Yeah. He looks like he's the kid that like failed 45 times too. Like the older kid in school.
Yeah. Like that 20-year-old that's still in high school. We had one of them.
Yeah. Cool. Every school did. But he looked like he was way too old to be in the movie.
But also, they all looked like adults playing like 16.
Yeah. Another weird thing for me in the movie is obviously this girl tells her boyfriend to take Carrie to the prom because she wants Carrie to have a good experience. Because
she feels guilty that she went along with all of this stuff.
Yes. And
she
then
she should feel guilty. But also, that's a weird thing to do.
I can see being nice and being like, listen, you're popular. She has a thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go take her. Have a good experience.
Yeah, but I would be like,
weird rule for the school that you can't go stag. You weren't allowed.
That's how it was back then.
You weren't allowed to go to the prom alone.
That's how it was back then.
That's weird.
Especially if you're a girl.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I think everyone should be able to experience your senior prom, even if you have a date or not. I didn't go to my senior prom.
I wish I didn't go.
I dropped you off. I dropped off somebody at your prom.
I would have rather hung out with you.
And then I went and hung out at a tattoo shop all day.
That would have been more fun.
I was debating getting tattooed that day. yeah, so, but he's like kissing her and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's weird. I also just think it's weird because like they know that she has a thing for him. So like telling him to ask her out, I feel like that's like crossing the line. Right. You're leading her on, which is, she's already getting bullied. And I feel like you're just adding to like the humiliation that she would feel like.
It is, I see in one aspect where they're trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
But also but like
came out wrong.
Like kissing her and almost blurring lines of him almost like making her almost giving her a girlfriend experience.
Right.
And maybe leading her on and putting her in a situation that could make her more vulnerable.
Like I would want to know, okay, what would have happened if she didn't kill everyone? Because he was having a moment with her. Like, is that going to change when you go back to school on Monday?
Or is it like a breakfast club after Saturday detention? Are you still going to date the weird girl?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
You're going to break up with your hot cheerleader girlfriend?
Dude, and the girlfriend, like, watches him kiss her on stage. And she's still like, oh, no big deal. Look at that bucket.
She wasn't there.
Yes, she was. Because what happened was, when the bucket is about to get pulled, she is watching. She sneaks in the back door of the school.
Oh, because she knew it was going to happen.
No, she didn't.
Oh, I thought
she comes in to just see if the moment for Carrie is good. And while she's there, her hand's actually on the rope and the beam where they ran it up. And she keeps seeing it shake. And she goes around the stage and she sees the shadow of her about to pull the rope. And she peeks under and sees them. But the teacher notices that she's there. So she grabs her, rips her out of the school. The boyfriend and Carrie both see her getting drug out like she's about to do something wrong. And then Carrie gets hit with the blood. And then she blacks out. And then the girl gets locked out of the gymnasium so she doesn't get caught up in the fire.
Yeah. In the book, I don't even think
she gets locked out of the gym. And as Carrie is pulling the doors closed, John Travolta and that girl are just leaving and the door slams behind them. So those three are the only ones to escape the gym.
I'm trying to think now because I can't remember, but I don't think she's even there because there's like a whole thing. She's at home and then she like decides to go for like a drive or whatever. And that's like, she runs into like everything happening, like the fires and
stuff. And in the book, I think she kills like 730 people.
Kills like the whole town.
Yeah. The whole town goes.
Yeah. She killed everyone.
Yeah. Which is definitely, that doesn't happen in
she just
the,
kills the kids.
Yeah. She just killed, like she kind of starts a fire and only a handful of people die. They don't actually show a lot of people. Like they just show people like teachers, mostly teachers, being electrocuted and getting crushed by stuff. And then the rest of the kids are just kind of scrambling, screaming, and they get sprayed by a hose. So even like to the extent of like showing graphic creativity towards kids, it didn't really happen.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely did censor it more from the book. Trying to think what else here. A scene that was, the blood, like the blood scene where it dumps on her and then they cut away and cut back and she has way more blood on her than initially dumped on her.
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely a movie faux pas for me. I'm not saying it took me completely out of it, but it did take me a little bit out of it.
You don't love it.
I appreciate it for what it was, but if you tell me that you think this is better than the new version, I strongly disagree.
I would have to rewatch them, but I also do think the remake is good.
I really enjoy the remake.
I love, what's her name?
Zelda. Nope, she has a weird name. The girl who plays Carrie. Chloe something.
Something. That's not who I meant though. Not Pam Greer. Something Greer. The teacher. The lady that plays the teacher.
In the new one.
Yeah. She is, can I find her name?
Is the girl, is the lady who played, the girl who plays
Judy
Carrie,
Greer.
Is she still alive?
Sissy Spacek? I think so. Chloe Grace Moretz is her name. Judy Greer, I feel like, is so underrated. And I feel like
baby. Sissy Spacek just born December 25th, 1949.
Oh, that's
funny. Yeah, it doesn't say a deceased date.
Was
she involved at all in the remake?
I don't think, but I actually don't know. But Judy Greer, I think, is so good and she is so underrated and she always plays like, I don't know how to say, like the not main character.
But, yeah, she's a good supporting actress.
But like she was in Halloween, the new Halloween. I think that's the same girl, right?
So they made a Carrie.
There's more than one.
A Carrie movie I'm sorry. Oh, that's right. So if you have Audible, I did just read about this. Audible, where you can like go and download audiobooks. If I didn't listen to so many podcasts, I would subscribe to that and listen to audiobooks. But if you go and buy the Carrie audio version on Audible or something like that, Sissy Spacek narrates the book. She reads it. So she, that's you're cool. actually listening to the book being read by Sissy Spacek. Trying to think, what else was she in? Her most recent movie is
The Help.
2022 called Night Sky. It was a TV show called Night Sky. She was also in this show called Homecoming. She was in Castle Rock. The Old Man and the Gun, Bloodline, a TV show. Yeah, so she's been around. She was in Four Christmases. That's right. Paula in Four Christmases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She plays the mom.
Yeah. I completely forgot about that. American Haunting she was in.
I thought
what a missed opportunity to not have her involved in the remake of Carrie.
Yeah, I feel like I love when they do stuff like that.
I feel if it would have been, if would have made like in the past couple of years, she would have won, because that's like that's the need you go for now. Like you always try to bring the person.
Been like
in.
The mom.
But, yeah, or the teacher.
Yeah, that would have been good too.
Yeah. It'd be dope. Yeah. So where was I at here? Oh, your scene. You're talking about.
Oh, I was just talking about Judy Greer. I feel like she's so underrated and like she's so good. But she in Halloween, at the new Halloween movie, she plays the daughter.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty cool. But I think the remake is actually good. But I was thinking about it too. Like
the remake dives into her researching her telekinesis.
Yeah, which I think is a cool, because then it shows that she's like,
it gives Carrie more substance. She carries more of a character.
To do it. It shows that she meant to do it. It wasn't just an accident because she couldn't control herself.
Like, it's kind of like
tried to kill everyone.
It's kind of like and I know people hate this take. It's kind of like the Nightmare on Elm Street remake that everyone's like, oh, it was so terrible. Was it Robert Englund? But you learn more about Freddy as a character before he was Freddy.
It makes you really have a reason to not like him.
Yes. Or makes give you a reason. In the Carrie situation, gives you more of a reason to sympathize.
Yeah.
I mean, the original did a great job making you sympathize for her without really any context and just knowing what she's going through and just giving you what you got and being like, man, this girl got it bad. Mm-hmm. But the remake was like, wow, she really got it rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So King got the idea for Carrie while working for a $1.60 an hour independent laundry job. Some of the characters were inspired by people he worked with.
Mm-hmm. I did read that too.
The character of Carrie was based on an amalgam of two girls that King had known during grade school and high school. One regarding them, King said, yes, she was very, very, very particular girl who came from a very particular family. Her mother wasn't a religious nut like the mother in Carrie, but she was a game nut and sweepstakes nut who subscribed to magazines for people who entered in contests. The girl had one changing clothes for the entire school year, and all the kids made fun of her.
Oh, it's sad.
We had a girl, like I always remember her, and I'm not gonna say her name on here, but like I always felt horrible for this girl. Like obviously, like I'm not perfect. I bullied kids. But as a kid who was also really, really bullied, if at any point in time the spotlight wasn't on me, I think it's almost like second nature to be like, I'm jumping in, because if it's not me and that person's getting made, it's like almost like a survival of the fittest thing where you kind of be. And I think that really shaped who I am today, where I'm able to step out of those situations and be like, no, I'm going to stand up. This isn't cool. Because when you are someone who gets tortured and messed with or you see somebody else going through it, sometimes empathy goes out the window. And then you more step into, oh, it ain't me. I'm dodging a bullet. Might as well jump in, because maybe I'll be cool by jumping in and picking on this person.
Or if I do it, they won't pick on me. And then,
yeah. And this girl, she had red, like bright red hair. Realistically, though, I always thought she was pretty. Like, but everyone just made fun of her because she was a redhead and freckles and stuff like that. Mm. Dude, and they like made songs about her and stuff like that, and like tortured this girl, like picked on her so bad. Yeah.
I feel like there wasn't a lot of bullying in my school, but maybe I just didn't.
But like every time I think of the movie Carrie, I think of this girl.
Yeah.
Because like the strawberry blonde hair and everything like that. Like I just like, oh man, that was really shitty what people did to her. Like, dude, I remember like we'd walk home because we lived in a town where you essentially you're 90% of you just walked home from school, and just like this girl just wanting to walk home and get back to her house where she felt somewhat safe and she just wasn't tortured. And the whole way home and the whole way she walked, no matter what path she took, she'd have a bunch of kids following her and picking on her. It was disgusting.
That's
so
mean.
Yeah. It's sucked. It sucks. Sad. Yeah. What else we got here? King admits that the story may have been based on his own experiences in school, where other students teased or picked on him to death. He originally called the book Cavalier, which is the name of the hotel where Chris and Billy were hiding out while Carrie was hunting them down, as well as cavalier attitudes that the bullies were tormenting their victims. Not only was Carrie Stephen King's first published novel, it was also his first movie to be made into a film. So this was his first book. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, if you have any facts.
This is his first published
book. First published book, yeah.
Before being cast, what are their names? Amy Irving and William Catt dated in real life. So the ones who played Sue Snell and Tommy Ross. It's pretty interesting, but it was like way before, so.
Yeah. King considered Carrie to be inferior work of his. He shelved it almost immediately upon the completion to work on his second novel, Salem's Lot. In 2010, Stephen King told an audience in Fort Myers, Florida, that he was only paid $2,500 for the film rights to Carrie, despite the tiny amount. He said, "I was fortunate to have it happen to my first book." $2,500 for the rights to Carrie to make a movie.
Right. That's insane.
Wowzer. Like, what's her name? The Harry Potter lady is making billions off that, and he sold the rights to that for $2,500.
Yeah, this was back in 76,
though. Yikes. He was initially reluctant to send Carrie to publishers because he didn't think it was a marketable story. Mm-hmm. However, the raging success of Evil Woman movies such as The Exorcist and Rosemary Baby all changed all that. Where, like, it was almost, you were allowed to almost have the villainous woman type deal, but sympathetic in a way. I don't know. Weird how it played out. Good.
I'm gonna have to rewatch Rosemary's Baby because I don't remember her being like a villain.
Yeah.
They literally.
Who? The Exorcist?
Rosemary's Baby. Oh. Like, they tried to take her baby away.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I don't remember her being a villain, but I don't remember the end though.
Rosemary's Baby, a perfect reason why Roe vs. Wade should be a thing. For every baby that could cure cancer could also be the Antichrist. Think about
Demon
that.
Baby.
Yeah, you never know.
Sissy Spacek kept in character as Carrie by keeping to herself. In order to fully embrace the alienation her character faces, Spacek spent most of the production isolated from the rest of the cast. In an interview in 2003, PJ Souls, who is a co-star, recalled that on like the first or second day, she came over to a group of us and said, "I love you guys. We're going to have a great shoot. I'm very excited to be working on this. But I just want to let you guys know I'm going to alienate myself from you. I want to feel that alienation. But I really like you. And afterwards, we'll party and we'll have a great time. But don't take it personally. I just want to let you know I'm doing it on purpose because I want to get into the part."
See, I prefer that than someone walking into a set and completely being method. And then like...
And just not saying anything.
And just not saying anything. Yeah. That's weird to me.
Yeah.
I'd be, I mean, maybe it's not weird to me.
I guess it depends on the type of character that they're going
as,
to be.
As someone who is backstage at wrestling shows, some people, when they put their face paint on or their mask on, or they are their wrestling character, they are that character.
Right. Forever.
And they only break for like a handful of people. Like if they don't know you, they're not breaking. Especially if you're not one of the boys. Like if they don't know you're an actual wrestler and you're just backstage, mm-hmm. you could be anybody. So they're not breaking character.
Mm-hmm.
So I can kind of see that. Yeah. I'll take it back.
I'll take it back.
Over the years, King has not only said that the Pamela did a fine job with the film Carrie. He has also repeatedly said the movie is better than this book. DePamela's approach to the material was lighter and more defined than my own. It was a good deal more artistic. The book seems clear enough and truthful enough in terms of the characters and their actions, but it lacks the style that she put in the film. The book attempts to look at the Ann Farm of high school society dead on, and her version examines the high school confidential world in more of an oblique and it was more cutting. Yeah, I can see that.
I guess I can see that, but I do like that the book goes into more detail and it goes to more backstory because yeah. I think that's, I don't know, I feel like that always makes you like.
And King stories went on to form the basis of more than 100 movies, TV series, and episodes. Like, yeah, this definitely opened the doors. Like, oh, we can talk about like high school stuff now. Like,
yeah,
dude, high school sucked for me. I have experiences. You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of like, I don't know, it was like not widely talked about. Mm-hmm. King was known was still unknown at the time of the film's release, and producers misspelled his name as Steven instead of Steve, Steven instead of Stephen. In the film's trailer.
Yeah,
so I don't know exactly how my middle name is supposed to be spelled.
Well, it's PH. So
I started spelling it PH.
Yeah, but that's what you put when you got your new social security card.
So I know.
That's right.
Like when I had to get my new.
You would think they would check into that though if it wasn't. They would have you on record.
Yeah, I don't know what my birth certificate it's.
You should ask your dad what his is.
We barely like I can't even get what time I was born from my mom, let alone what they wrote on the birth
certificate. No, you should ask your dad what his is because yours would be the same, dummy.
Good call. Yeah, I don't know. To this day, I could be this entire my entire life of writing my name PH could be completely wrong.
Yeah, but how many how often do you really write it? I feel like that when you went to get your new stuff, they would have checked that.
There you go, listeners. My middle name is Steven.
Your name is Anthony Steven, and my brother's name is Steven Anthony.
Yeah, that's weird, huh?
It's real weird.
Anyway. Go ahead.
Okay. Sissy Spacek loved watching the moviegoers' reactions. She said when she was in New York and Carrie came out, she would go to the theaters for the last 5 minutes of the film to watch everyone jump out of their seats.
The reason why they didn't do the whole scene where she burns the entire town down? Any ideas?
Money.
Cost too much money.
Yeah, I read that.
the novel tells Carrie's story in retrospect. It's a compilation of interviews and transcripts of survivors of the prom night, the newspaper clippings, magazine excerpts, but the screenwriter, D. Lawrence Jetson, and all of his linear narrative approach. So yeah, the book was almost written like an interview style. And I think the interviews are going to be turned into a actual Carrie movie. Like it was the first, his book, essentially this guy was getting stories and stuff to make it a film based on the events from the interviews of the book.
Oh.
So it's funny that I think that the book was essentially being written as a book by a guy who wanted to turn it into a movie and then it legit became a movie.
Mm.
It'd been kind of cool to see Carrie approached like that.
Yeah.
Like from almost like a recap story and not so much following the actual Carrie around.
Oh, yeah. Like recapping events. That's yeah. The book. Yeah. The book does that. I told you that she does interviews and then it goes back to like.
It's her recant and her recantments.
Yeah. Like her,
instead of almost seeing it from Carrie's angle. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. They do a lot of the girl telling the story and like.
Interesting.
Other stuff. There's a lot of nods to Psycho. So they tried to use music that was like the same types of sounds,
mm-hmm.
which I think that's pretty cool. Those were really good. Sounds are real scary. And I feel like that's how you said in the scene in the shower. I feel like there's a lot of weird. The noise, the sounds make it. Like it wouldn't have been as weird if it wasn't for all of that.
Yeah, that shower scene is not comfortable to watch. In a 2004 interview, Stephen King recalls talking to his taking his wife to see the film on opening night, and when the infamous hand rising from the grave scene was shown, the audience reaction told King the film was going to be big. Sorry, I don't know how they write why they
told
write like
the
that.
Kings,
yeah,
both of them,
yeah. Sissy Spacek said she used to attend theater in New York where the film came out just to see the audience reactions to the graveyard scene. Yeah. That's pretty funny. That's kind of what I would do. If I was in a production or even like watching the podcast. Like I remember when we watched the podcast with my very first podcast and we all watched it as a family in the living room, but the entire time I had a fucking jackass screaming at my aunt in the kitchen.
I wasn't there.
Oh, I was going to kill people. It was a big moment for me. And I wanted to see like just kind of sitting in the living room on such a small scale, but seeing all my little cousins like Nathaniel and Riley and everyone sitting there watching and listening to my mom's story was really cool to me.
Yeah.
So like when you create art and someone sees the reaction to your art.
I don't think I could watch myself though.
Yeah, I had to do that yesterday. Or the other day before at Sanctuary.
Yeah.
So like I do commentary and then I normally... Like I watch it back, but I've never watched commentary with my commentary of a match with a guy who's in the ring and just seeing where my commentary lines up with what they were trying to tell in the story.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really cool. And almost a huge confidence builder because at one point in time in the commentary, they were like, oh man, like we were trying to do this in the match. And then I just kind of looked at him and he goes, what? And I just pointed at the screen. And then it was like, remember when people, I did the Joe Rogan jokes, yeah. Like I would say something before Rogan in a UFC fight and then he would say it and they're like, Tony Rogan over here.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was happening more times than I would like to admit during the, like when we were all sitting there watching the matches with the talent afterwards.
Yeah.
Like people were like, oh man, it'd be really like, this is what we were trying to do. And then I call it out on commentary and we had no communication if that's what they were going for. So it was kind of like, oh, cool. I can, I can translate art and speak about it. And I still I'm getting the credit of the talent of saying like, that's what they were going for. And I, without even knowing I did it, like it was a cool experience, but it was really stressful.
Yeah.
Listening to me talk about people and like make jokes about them sometimes. Cause I'm a goofball. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
I just don't think I could do it. I would be like, what if they hate me? What is this? Oh, terrible? Dude. I don't want to listen to my voice. I can't watch.
And I'm watching the TV and I'm the one right in front of the TV and everyone's behind me. No. So like when I'm looking at the TV, I have to literally turn around and like see the room behind. Oh, it was super stressful, but it was really cool. It's stressful though. But go ahead.
The name of the high school is Bates High, a reference to Norman Bates from Psycho. In addition, the 4-note violin theme from Psycho is used over and over. That's the one I was talking about.
Yeah. So although Carrie White was selected as a cynical prom queen for the purpose of bullying and humiliation, the real life Sissy's Basic was actually her homecoming queen at her high school in Texas in 1968. She won it twice in her life. Just the second time wasn't as cool. Or maybe it was, because now she's famous for...
Well, homecoming and prom are two different things.
You mean homecoming queen? Prom? Oh, yeah.
Homecoming is in like the fall with football, beginning of football. It's the same,
it's the same dumb thing.
It's all dumb, but it's not the same. The Disney, we were talking about this morning, the dizzying camera shot during the prom scene.
I hated that shot.
It was terrible. Was achieved by placing William Cat and Sissy Spacek on a platform that was spinning in one direction while the camera was being dollied in the opposite.
I hated that shot.
It was too much. It's too much. I couldn't watch the whole thing. I'd get dizzy.
Yeah. Not my favorite shot in the scene, not in the movie. I just read that. She summoned the whole cast. Yeah, if you got another one lined up, go for it.
No, I'm looking at different ones now because I feel like we had all the same ones before.
Oh, yeah, we might be on the same site. Any other scenes in the movie that stand out to you?
I don't know. I guess just that shower scene and the whole like everyone's in the locker room. I guess because like I don't know. I'm trying to think back. Like, I guess because we didn't shower, so it wasn't like it was just weird to me.
Here's a good one. The stars of Carrie almost and could have been the stars of Star Wars.
Oh, I saw that, but I didn't read the whole thing.
So, Brian De Palma, who ended up casting as a friend of casting for Carrie, at the same time was good friends with George Lucas and was doing the same little sci-fi film when he was making Star Wars. The two have made a rather unorthodox decision to hold joint auditions, what ended up being becoming a bit confusing. De Palma and like Irving, oh, I'm sorry, fucking ad just popped up, which ended up being confusing. Like Amy Irving for the lead role of Carrie was also considered for Princess Leia in Star Wars, and William Cat, who auditioned for Star Wars alongside of Kurt Russell. So they almost, that's like cool. Carrie almost was Princess Leia, which would have been interesting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Two films like that revolutionized horror and sci-fi were cast in the same day.
Yeah.
Like the chances of that are so slim to make something that catches on and becomes like a cult classic. And you just like happen to be like auditioning for it the same day. Like, hey, we're buddies. Let's chase our dreams and make our first project here. And then they both hit huge.
I have one. When the fire hose is sprayed at PJ Souls' character, the water pressure actually bursts the actress' eardrums. Souls is not actually unconscious when her head rolls to the side from the force of the fire hose, but she's in terrible pain and has lost her ability to maintain equilibrium. Brian De Palma decided to keep the shot in. Souls had no hearing in that ear for about 6 months afterwards, though the eardrum did eventually heal.
Yeah. That's note wise, I think I pretty much covered everything that I have, that stuff I found out. So when it comes to the original and the remake, what do you prefer?
I would have to rewatch the remake.
I'm not saying I hate the original, but I prefer the remake.
I would have to rewatch it because I don't remember.
I would say let us know in the chat, but we don't have a lot of chatters tonight.
No, it's quiet.
A little disappointing.
This one confused me. So it says, in the last scene of the film, Amy Irving's outburst so terrified her real-life mother that she screamed out Amy instead of Sue. She'd never seen her daughter that hysterical and called out her real name in concern. However, the loud ending music covered the mistake. So I'm wondering if that, if she was in it, the mom was in the movie. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That's pretty cool.
All right. Anything closing with Carrie?
Oh, Sissy's Basic was 25 years old.
Anything closing in the movie?
No, just don't be a bully.
Yeah, don't be a bully.
All right. Get their periods. Get over it.
Yuck. Gross.
Gross.
All right.
I want to know what she did after that then, too, because obviously her mom wasn't trying to do nothing. So what does her mom do when she gets her period? Like, you don't have any of this stuff prepared in the house?
She free bleeds.
She probably does, but, like, she says that's a bad thing to have your period. You can't help it, but you have to get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. This is Hebrew to me. I have no idea anything about periods. I don't have to prepare
sense.
For that.
Okay. That's what I'm going to say about this. That doesn't make sense. That's something that does not make sense.
Stephen King's a man writing about women's periods.
Yes. Right. Which doesn't make sense because Carrie's mom should also get her period. She's not that old.
I don't know. I wish I can contribute to this conversation. I can't.
That's the problem I have with the movie. That part doesn't make sense.
Oh, yeah. That part. That's the
one part.
That's a, not the fact part that she telekinesis. Kills
everyone. No.
Okay.
That might be possible. You don't know. You don't know what we can do when we get our periods.
Megan Steika in the chat says, I would agree with Tony on the remake. Thank you, Megan. Thank you.
I have to rewatch it, but I don't know. The remake's probably because I do like that they give more of a...
And wasn't there a Carrie's daughter was like one of the movies. It was like Carrie's daughter in the future. There was
Carrie too. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I do like that the remake goes into like her studying it and learning it. I like that she's not just like some psycho crazy girl who just kills everybody by accident.
So you want to brainstorm right now real quick? Like like a couple minute brainstorm on next movie you want to do?
Do we want to do an older one or a newer one?
I'm up to anything. Everyone's saying that Ethan Hawke
one was really good. Ooh, Black Phone. I want to see it so much. Oh, wait, that starts streaming this month.
Oh, that goes on streaming?
Maybe it already did, the 12th.
They said the trailer for the new Chucky TV show is about to drop. Oh, I'm not caught up yet. I found a fun fact out about Chucky.
Go ahead, tell
you. So Chucky, during the when they took the animatronics of Chucky, they took the eyes out of one of the Chuckies and used it in another animatronic, which then became the Crypt Keeper from Tales of the Crypt. So when you look at the Crypt Keeper's eyes, all you're going to see is Chucky.
Now I have to go watch it so I can see it.
Yes. It is about halfway through the month of August. Where then September comes. And then October comes. So we're getting in that. We're creeping up on that window. Do you know what's coming in October? What's coming in October? Besides spooky stuff.
Halloween Kills.
Oh, that's right. That drops.
I think it's October. It's not that long from now.
Well, we have like 45 free movie tickets.
We have like two.
You have three. You know what I'm really excited for this time of the year? That time of the year? Haunted houses, sure.
For me to buy pumpkins and let them sit on the porch and rot?
Until fucking February.
The mum is still out there from last year.
I know. We like the Munster's house.
It's still out there. I don't know how it hasn't disintegrated by now, but it's still there.
It's a terrible look.
I don't care.
I look forward to the reenactments of Rocky Horror Picture Show. Mm. That's where my go-to comes in.
I want to go on haunted houses so bad.
All right, movie-wise.
Okay, so.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Scream.
We can do Scream.
Couldn't do Scream. We could, because that one's a little, it's newer, but not new. That's more of like our generation.
And we could talk about how we're broke and poor and couldn't go to Monster Mania.
That's okay, because I have people backed out anyway.
Yeah.
Well, not really, just two of them. But...
Who backed out? Nev and?
And Skeet, I think.
Matthew Little was there. David Arquette then showed up.
Yeah, and so did Jamie Kennedy. It was Skeet. Skeet Ulrich, I think, had to back out for something else, yeah. Too. Next time, they'll be there again. Because there's another movie.
Scream will be on the table. What else? Well, let's put a few out there and see. Maybe we'll take a poll and be like, which one? We'll pick like three. And we'll,
I say we do one from like the 90s era because.
Little Scream would be 90s.
Yeah, because I feel like that's a good era.
Let's see. Top current horror movies.
Oh, we're doing current?
I'm just going to pick one. I'm going to put one on the list.
Black Phone. I'm pretty sure it's going to be streaming now. Because I want to see.
Oh, I watched a horror movie. It's not really horror, but.
I watched a good one the other day.
There's two horror movies that we can do.
Oh, yeah.
Current.
We're talking about that. Yeah. Let's talk. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't want you to talk about it during, like, as a recommend. I mean, you could recommend it, but I don't want to go full recommend. Detail.
All right.
I watched. All right. Anyway, it's on Netflix. Jamie Foxx in that new movie called Day Shift.
Oh.
Where he goes and hunts vampires.
Okay. Was it good?
I enjoyed it. Then there's a movie called Vengeance that's out right now that has our boy from The Office, isn't it? Alongside Ashton Kutcher. Prey, which you watched, which really enjoyed it.
So good. I recommend it to everyone. Unless you're a He-Man woman hater, then you're going to hate it. And fuck you, I don't care. Watch the movie. It's so good.
Another one that's on Hulu that people seem to be enjoying is They, Them.
Oh, yeah. Is it on there already?
I believe so, yes.
That's Kevin Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see that. I wanted to see that a lot. Trying to think. I thought Black Phone was coming to stream, but I could be. Maybe it's the end of the month. I'm going to say Wrong Turn, but that's 2003. I also watched it a bajillion times. I just watched it again.
What one?
Wrong Turn.
Wrong Turn.
I just watched it again last week.
All right. So what do you want to add there? Which one of the new ones you want to put in the rotation? Prey, They, Them, Day Shift. Black Phone is out there.
Yeah, but I'm not 100% sure if that was streaming. We could try that one or They, Them because I wanted to see that.
There's one called Sharkula where it's a vampire shark.
Sharkula.
It's a 4.4 out of 10. After the legendary Count Dracula is driven into the ocean, he passes his curse onto a great white shark. And now the undead pet is tormenting the local seaside tourist community led by a cult of bloodsuckers.
I feel like that.
Watch now for free on Tubi.
So they don't actually eat the people? They just suck their blood?
Well, the shark eats people, but it's the shark essentially eats, I guess, Dracula's body, then turns into a shark vampire.
That's what I'm saying. So what is the point? What's the difference between a vampire and a shark vampire?
So silly.
I like shark movies. That one might be a little much.
Black Phone is got a 7.1 out of 10, an 83 Rotten Tomatoes, and it's now on, it's watching now on Peacock.
Okay, I knew it was coming.
Finley Shaw, a shy but clever 13-year-old boy who is being held in a soundproof basement by a sadistic masked killer. When the disconnected phone on the wall starts to ring, he soon discovers that he can hear the voices of the murderer's previous victims, and they're all dead set on making sure that what happened to them doesn't happen to Finley. So ghosts from the other side are trying to prevent him from being killed.
This is actually Stephen King's son, Jonah Hill. That's his book.
I tried to start watching Lock and Key. I got one episode in, then I got halfway through episode two, and I was like, I don't think I can watch this.
Why are you talking about Lock and Key?
Lock and Key. Isn't that also Stephen King's kid? I don't think so. I thought Lock and Key was his too. I'm pretty sure Lock and Key is Stephen King's kid. They, Them is currently also on Peacock, not on Hulu. A group of teenagers at an LGBTQ conversion camp endures unsettling psychological techniques while being stalked by a mysterious masked killer. And it's Kevin Bacon, which he's a really good... Dude, he was great in Hollow Man when he plays the Invisible Man.
I don't know if I told
you. Oh, he was really good. Prey, which is right now free on Hulu under a subscription. A skilled...
It is from the comics from Joe Hill and Gabriel Rodriguez.
I'm going to mispronounce this. Comanche warrior protects her tribe from a highly evolved alien predator that hunts humans for sport. Fighting against the wilderness, danger of colonizers at the mysterious creature and the mysterious creature to keep her people safe. You said you watched it and you liked it. Vengeance, which was watched on Amazon Prime Video for $6. So we would have to pay for this one.
Nah.
A journalist and podcaster travels from New York City to Texas to investigate the death of a woman whom he may have hooked or whom he had hooked up with. And then Day Shift, which is now on Netflix. A hardworking dad out to provide for his daughter uses a boring pool cleaning job as a front for his real gig, hunting and killing vampires.
I don't know what I want to. I really want to talk about Prey.
So let's watch. I'll watch Prey, and we'll.
And I feel like that's a good enough time for people to have watched it.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's what, 4 weeks from now?
Yeah. So that's what we'll do. Prey's on the list. We'll do Prey.
I really want to talk about it because.
There it is. If you want to watch Prey with us, you have 4 weeks to watch it.
But, yeah. But that's, like, so close to Halloween. We should do something.
I mean, we can always record more. We don't have to be locked into the every 2 weeks. But it's just tough. We'll see. As of now, the next horror movie we will discuss is Prey.
Is it technically horror? Is it saying
horror sci-fi.
Okay, yeah, horror sci-fi.
That's how I would bill it.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. It makes me want to go back and rewatch this part.
People are really, like, when I see people who are hating on this movie, I disregard them.
It's weird, too, because I'm seeing, you know, like, the horror groups, a lot of people love it, but then when you go to comments, there's a lot of people hating it.
Okay.
Now, when it first came out, there's a lot of, like, people posting, like, loving it. But the comments on it were not good. But now I'm starting to see other people posting bad.
Well, like, this is where we're going to dive into our topic that we talked about. Women empowerment in movies. Now, Prey is under microscope for this. As well as the early reviews of She-Hulk are dropping. And people that write the reviews wrote what they feel about it. And say they absolutely loved it. But then that... I'm not trying to be political, but I'm sorry. Everyone made these political lines, and the people who are being the most loud and obnoxious are normally, sorry, 9 times out of 10, are the right side of the political spectrum. If you can't handle a strong female protagonist, I don't know what to tell you. Like, why do you have to bill everything that a woman's so strong? That's not realistic. You're a fucking bum loser. All right. Let's just break it down to that. You went on TikTok and you found that kickboxer boxer guy with the bald head who tells men that they're really, really good and women suck. Just get over it. And listen, that's the other side of the spectrum's there too. You have extreme feminists who say men aren't shit and they're only designed to, I mean, both sides of the spectrum are absolutely awful. And you don't have to pick a side. You don't have to pick a side.
Story, like their reasonings don't even make any sense.
Yeah. So I guess they're saying that She-Hulk is getting the same hate because she's a strong female character. But if you want to see a lot of cool surprise characters and new characters being added to the Marvel MCU, She-Hulk's going to be worth it.
Right?
No, she's been out for a long
time. So like that gets me too. Like, why you obviously don't follow the comics if you're hating on it, because that's something that. It was already a thing. It's not like they just made it right now because of the agenda.
Yeah.
Like, that's what makes me mad. That's dumb.
Well, most people who are like the new Marvel fans only think it's agenda stuff and they actually don't read the comics or know much about them.
Because people just want to fight about things.
Yes.
All right. Let's end because all I'm going to do is try and talk about Prey.
Any other recommendations you have?
Just that. Watch it. That's really all I've watched lately. I've been trying to watch Only Murders in the Building. I am not done or caught up yet in the new season. I haven't really had time to watch anything. I need to manage my time a little better so that I can watch stuff. Because there's a lot of stuff out right now. All my shows are starting, and I just don't watch them because I'm lazy. I don't watch anything. But Steve Martin said, I just heard this thing or read a thing.
It's a great cast.
Yeah, it's so good. You need to watch it. I think you'll like it. And he said recently that he's done looking for like roles, like this is it, like his lead character roles, like this is it. That's
the
good.
It's half of the Three Amigos, or two members of the old Three Amigos movie, right? Steve Martin and
Martin Short.
I believe they were part of the Three Amigos movie.
I don't know.
Three Amigos.
I don't know, but it's good. I like it a lot, and I recommend it.
Hold on. Anything else? Yeah, Martin Short, Steve Martin, and Chevy Chase.
Okay.
We're the three amigos.
Yeah. The show's good, though.
So now you get Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez.
Yes.
No, I wonder, does Steve Chevy make a... I don't wonder if they're still even cool.
I mean, I doubt it. They haven't done anything yet, but... it's good, though. I think you'd like it. Sometimes it's a little slow, but, like, their humor is funny because they're, like, two old guys, and she's, like, the young girl, and they don't know, like, the lingo stuff, which is kind of funny. And I just think it's funny. It's good. I'm trying to think what else. I haven't really watched much else. Virgin River. Not caught up. Everything. I'm just behind on everything.
Yeah, I watched that horror movie, that vampire one.
Oh, I watched one the other day, but I don't remember. From Within, I think. It's actually a little bit older.
Oh, what's that one I started watching and you fell asleep on me? The Japanese movie where... everyone said it was like the scariest. I watched the whole thing.
So did I.
I didn't think. No, you were out cold. I looked over you a bunch of times and you were sleeping. The one where it was like a found footage one where they
incantation.
I didn't think it was scary at all.
It wasn't.
Really. Everyone was like, "This is the scariest movie. If you watch this, you say that your desensitized to horror, it's gonna scare you." It was not scary at all.
I'm desensitized.
So I don't know.
It wasn't really scary. I get what they were going for, and it was good, but it wasn't what I expected.
Are you a fan of the movie Slumber Party Massacre?
Yes, I see that already.
Coming this Friday at Fright Rags, you can get the Slumber Party Massacre officially licensed merchandise.
It's so cheesy.
The drill coming up out of the pie with good. Three girls staring around it. Yes, so that's coming this Friday.
And Slumber Party Massacre 2. And the remake, which was a very feminist movie, but I liked it.
Yeah, now available currently, the 40th anniversary collection of the movie Pieces.
I never saw that, but that sorry, I just got real loud. The picture, the shirt looks like another shirt. I just can't think of what.
It looks like Puppet Master, Candyman, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre had a baby. It looks like the top hat guy from Puppet Master. And then he has like
it looks, but that shirt looks like something else.
Oh my god.
Becky, look at her butt.
I want two of these shirts.
No.
Tuesday, August 23rd. You're ordering me two t-shirts.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No such thing is gonna happen.
Oh my god. Poltergeist.
I know, I saw this.
You know which ones I want, right?
I didn't look at it that close.
The one is because they can't use the license of the faces, but it's where he's looking at himself in the mirror and his skin's peeling off his face. And then the other one is a Japanese poltergeist poster of the hands on the static TV, and it glows in the dark. You're buying that for me. And then Poltergeist 2 available. That's actually a pretty dope shirt, too.
I don't know if I've ever seen part. Yeah, I probably did.
That's a creepy character, the dude, the old man.
Yeah. Is he? He's not in part one, right?
No.
Okay, then I did see part two.
And then August 26th, Back to the Future 2 is coming. I like Back to the Future, but I don't go too crazy for it.
Same. It's one of those, like, I'll watch it if it's on TV, but I won't go.
But if there's a shirt I'm going to order from it, it's going to be one. Jaws 19. The Jaws 19 and the Biff.
We were going to do Jaws, but.
Biff's Paradise.
We should wait until next year for Shark Week, because I think Shark Week's over, isn't it?
Yeah, Shark Week's over, but oh my God.
I always want to watch Shark Week stuff, and I never do it, because I never know when it's starting until it's too late.
Yeah, so head over to Fright Rags. Like I said, I'll go through the lineup again real fast. So August 16th, which is already today is Pieces. Coming this Friday is going to be Slumber Party Massacre. August 23rd, Poltergeist, where Heidi will be buying me not one but two shirts, and then she doesn't have to buy also on anything for Poltergeist 2. Poltergeist 2, I believe, is one shirt, but it's a front and back shirt.
Oh, that's cool.
And then Back to the Future, August 26th. So head over to Fright Rags, show them some support. And everyone, if you go buy merchandise, you can help Heidi's wallet by buying me, not having to buy two shirts. But we have our own merchandise that you can go get. You can buy the Not Cool in High School horror logo made by Nikolai. No one has purchased it. That's it. That's the only purchase is that banner that we paid for to hang up to show off. But yeah, the t-shirts are there, stickers are there, hats. There's a whole bunch of cool things that we have on Redbubble.
Redbubble,
or you can get the other logos, the Rockers Modern Life or the Rugrats logo for Not Cool in High School. If you want stickers, send us a DM. I have a bunch. I can't really hand them out. I really don't know where people who want them or people who want, who are interested. They're free. I'll mail you a couple stickers. And if you, you know what I mean? Or maybe if you leave a review or say you subscribe, just say, hey, I subscribed and left a review, and send us
send us a DM
and we'll send you stickers. We have a whole bunch of them that are just kind of sitting in a backpack. Or if you ever see us out and about, just say, hey, do you have any stickers on you? Probably will have them on me and I can give you some. That's all I really got. Anything you want to plug?
No.
Nothing.
Just us. Watch us.
Watch us.
Watch us. Like us. Subscribe to us. Review us. Comment on us.
And we will see you in 2 weeks. We'll be discussing
A League of Their Own.
A League of Their Own.
Or the American Baseball League. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
That's what it is. Right?
That has a lot of cool, like, they make a lot of cool pop culture stuff out of that. DC did the Bombshell line where it was all of the female DC characters. All the males went over to fight the war except Batman. He stayed back and became, it was still a detective.
Because he's rich
and he didn't have to go to war. He had shin splints. But yeah, all the other superheroes go to fight World War II, and then all the women stay back and they protect the world.
Somebody asked me who would win, Batman or Iron Man.
Batman.
I wanted to say Batman, but doesn't Iron Man have like a thingy in his chest?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means though.
You can take any superhero.
They're both rich, so I'm sure they both got doodads.
Takes every superhero that exists and strip away everything that makes them a superhero. And then they put them all in a fight. Who wins? Batman.
Yeah, Tony Stark is also rich.
Because Batman learned how to legit fight.
Yeah. I would say Batman. I like Batman better.
Yeah. Sorry if you disagree. Don't subscribe. I don't like you anyway. No, I'm joking. No. that's going to do it for Not Cold in High School Horror Podcast. Next Tuesday, we will be... I didn't even put that up the whole time. Next Tuesday, we will be live for with Truth Behind Illusion. I don't remember the topic. I don't remember at all. So tune into or go over and check out Not Cold Truth Behind Illusion to find out what our next topic is going to be. That will be next Tuesday if you want to hang out with us over on that channel. If you are on the YouTube and you scroll down to the very bottom, it says follow our friends. We have a whole bunch of our shows on there, interviews with everyday people, which may or may not be coming back. Once I raise enough money to get the rest of the equipment I want,
it will.
Banging Beers, we have some cool things. Like I said, I before going on location and doing some of the stuff we would do, I would normally have to go alone. And with my joint disorder in my body, I 9 times out of 10 almost always throw my back out trying to carry everything and then running around trying to set all the cameras up and then look at where I sit and then go look at the camera. It's a process and it's a lot.
You're a one man team.
It's very difficult with a one man team. And the quality was high, but it was really taxing on me. Mm-hmm. And that was a huge, and I got to the point with interviews with everyday people where I don't want to continue bringing strangers into our house.
Agreed.
So I want to make it so I can come to you or we can do it digitally, like over a Zoom call. There are certain people who will still sit at the table because there's people I trust that I'd love having conversations with that we know. But essentially what I want to do is make it so we have these GoPros, and I've started to really experiment with GoPros, and I really like the way the footage works because it has that action cam feel, and I can literally just put a GoPro on the table facing you, a table here facing me, and then one at the end of the table, and I can bring an entire podcast setup in a backpack.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. But like I said, I have two GoPros, but I don't have all the accessories to make everything I want to make it easy and simple and to be able to use the GoPro in any situation. So I still have to raise some money for accessories, and then I have to get all those accessories twice and get one more GoPro so I have the 3 camera set up. It sounds like a lot, but it's really not. Compared to what I was saving up for equipment-wise, we were looking at double digits in the thousands, like looking at probably another like 10, 15, 20, 30,000 for equipment because some of the cameras were like 2,000 apiece and then all that other stuff that I wanted to do. I cut it down dramatically, like a lot. So t-shirts, merchandise sales, all that stuff really helps. Not just one channel, but all of them, because we want to start doing like for this show, vlogs, and we could throw a camera in the car and just like, hey, we went to the movies. And we can do like quick movie reviews and do episodes like that too. It'd be a lot of fun.
The movies soon.
What's up?
We have to go to the movies soon.
They have to put something in theaters that makes me want to go.
Yeah.
That sucks. Anyway, but thank you guys for the support. Anything helps. If you don't have the money to support, we totally get it. Times are tough.
Yeah, like, share, subscribe, review, comment.
That all helps out a lot. Thank you. We love you. See you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
You freaking horror nerds.